You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Honestly, I almost didn't show up to work today. I'm in an Occupy movement myself. I'm right here. Occupying Facebook. Yep, I'm doing the Occupy Facebook protest. I think Facebook dominates 99% of our spare time, so I am currently occupying it. Some of my Facebook buddies have gone to my Facebook page. They put up some tents. They've defecated. We're just with everybody else on this movement here. We are occupying Facebook. Of course, we're trying to be free of scabies and lice. I don't know when that's going to start crawling in. We're hoping we don't have any community-acquired pneumonia or tuberculosis on its way. But I got to tell you, it really, really feels good exercising my First Amendment, you know? I mean, I'm not blocking any bridges. I'm not blocking any subways. I'm not throwing any Molotov cocktails. Did you guys hear about that? Right? Somebody threatened to throw a Molotov cocktail at Macy's. Did you guys hear about this? Oh, please. All right. 29-year-old, what's his name? Nick Ruma Tinsley is being held on $25,000 bond because he's charged with making a terrorist threat. This happened at in Occupy Wall Street, although they haven't been occupying Wall Street. They've been occupying, I don't know, 3rd Avenue, 2nd Avenue, wherever they've been. All right, so he's 29 years old. From what I understand, he still lives at home with his mom and dad. And the parents, this was very interesting. The parents said they wanted him to go to the protest. He is mentally ill, they said, and they wanted him to meet people and talk to others instead of sitting in his room talking to himself. That's what his father said, James Jacob, was 66. So the 29-year-old who lives at home has apparently some sort of mental condition. Dad wanted him to go make some friends and be a part of this protest. All right, you know, support the cause. And then he starts to threaten that he wanted to, actually he was handing out flyers how to make Molotov cocktails. He wanted more people involved in this. Now, nobody threw a Molotov cocktail at Macy's, thank heavens. Again, I'm still trying to figure out what the cause is. You know, I've heard there were supposed to be multiple protests. I'm not sure if it was Washington, D.C. or something, one of the cities. About maybe 100 people showed up and they all kind of, you know, disbanded after about an hour. Right? Somebody got the date wrong. Somebody got the time wrong, place wrong. I mean, you know, keep in mind, these are people that are out of work. Right? They obviously lost their job. Right? They probably blame it on the economy, but maybe some of these people lost a job because they didn't know how to find work. Right? Or they didn't know where to go. Or they just didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. All right? Not the most spry group of individuals. You know, if you're gonna do a protest and try to have everybody show up and do what they're supposed to do, you know, you may want to make sure some of these people, are on the A-list, okay? Just make sure some of these people have some sort of check your radios, check your radios. I'm having a lapse. Okay. All right. Sorry. What I was going to say was a heck of a lot funnier, but my mouth didn't want to say it. All right. So where are we now? All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm trying to occupy Facebook and it's not working too well. The stench of all the defecation and the scabies and lice isn't rolling too well for me. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA if you need to know where to go to occupy Facebook. Obviously, those of you that have jobs, please go to your jobs. All right. I promise we will not interfere with you going to your jobs. We're taking your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter so I could tell you where we're going in the Occupy protest, where you could get free food. You know, there were people there holding up signs saying, get a job. There were actually 50 people that blocked the Wall Street protest. There were about 300 people that showed up, from what I understood, this morning to block the opening bell from ringing. And then there were 50 people that want to reclaim Wall Street with signs saying, get a job, work at a desk. And it was interesting. I was on the John Phillips show today, and John Phillips was saying at 9 a.m., people were tweeting, "We won, we won, we stopped the morning bell, we stopped the morning bell, we shut down Dow Jones, and we shut down Wall Street." Then, of course, the opening bell starts at 9:30. Ding, ding, ding. So, you know, they got that wrong. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, you know, maybe you need to wonder why you have the time to go to these Occupy protests. You know, maybe you need to sit down, open up a book, and try to get yourself a job. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What is scabies? I've heard of it before, but I never did know what it was. Wouldn't mind just saying. Appreciate it.
Sure. What is scabies? Well, why don't you just go to one of the Occupy protests? You'll see plenty there. Yeah, just stand around. I'm sure scabies will hop on you. Scabies is interesting. We need to probably talk about scabies and lice. Yeah, because we've been talking about that. Apparently when the New York Sanitation Department went in to clean up the park after the raid a couple days ago, they found scabies, lice, spoiled food. I don't know if they found maggots, hypodermic needles, drugs, paraphernalia, probably bongs, things like that. But scabies are these little mites. I think they have like 8 legs. And if I could sound all intelligent here, they're from the genus Scarpotes, species Scabii, Sarcoptes Scabii. They're pretty nasty little things. From what I understand, the mom is the main culprit. She'll make these burrows into your skin. They really like the web spaces between your fingers. And then she lays a whole crap load of eggs. And then these eggs, then the babies kind of wake up. And then they go and they land on other parts of your body. So, you know, I'm all joking aside, if any of you have come back from one of the Occupy protests and you're listening to my show standing there itching, and you think you have scabies, usually it's going to be, like I said, in the web spaces between your fingers. They could be in your armpits, around your waist, kind of like in your inner elbow. We call it the antecubital fossa. It could be also in your popliteal fossa behind your knees, shoulder blades, genital area. Guys, take a look down there. You could have scabies around your breasts, feet, kids. You'll see them starting to, you know, itch their scalp, neck, face. Scabies goes everywhere. I'll talk a little bit more about scabies and lice. Why not? We're celebrating Occupy the Dr. Dahlia Studios. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No defecation, please.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
I start to itch. I hate it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Somebody had asked about scabies and lice. You know, probably maybe they're contemplating going to one of these Occupy Wall Street movements. Doesn't sound like it. He sounds smarter than that. So we're kind of talking about what scabies and lice is, are, what scabies and lice are. Is. Now, some of you are probably contemplating whether you want to listen to the whole Dr. Dahlia Show today. And I haven't really thrown out a teaser. What are we going to talk about? Well, you know, it's Natalie Wood's 30-year unfortunate anniversary of her death, and it looks like they're going to reopen the case. I just heard about that a few minutes ago. They want to reinvestigate the Natalie Wood death. They said there's some questions. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, looks like in Europe, they want to ban these airport scanners because of the radiation. So we're going to talk about that. So you guys could stay on a little while longer. What, you really got something better to do? What, it's the X Factor Awards show, or there's something on news you want to watch? Come on. Come on. You could give me some of your time. Okay, so we're talking about scabies. The female scabies likes to burrow in, lay eggs. The eggs come out. You get itching. You can itch anywhere in your body. You can get them anywhere in your body. They're pretty easy to cure. There are creams and shampoos you could use. Like, we use Elemite. Elemite's really common, the permethrin. I know there's also Lindane. There's Urax. I don't really use that. Usually the Elemite does the trick. Of course, you need to wash everything, and you need to wash your clothes and your linens in hot water. Now, let's say you're coming back from one of these Occupy movements, and honestly, smack yourself upside the head if you did. But if you are trying to figure out, okay, what if I have scabies? What if I have it? Well, again, take a good shower. Okay, you're going to itch no matter what, because, you know, as I'm watching the news, hearing this, I'm starting to itch, and I've been nowhere near an Occupy movement. I mean, I'm trying to occupy Facebook right now, you know, but luckily nobody else is around me, so I don't think I'm going to get scabies from anybody. But, you know, you're gonna start to itch and get nervous. And, you know, again, if you don't know if you have scabies or not, go to your doctor. Your doctor will take a peek. All right, now, you know, don't be shocked. You know, you walk in saying, hi, I was just in the Occupy movement. They're going to probably glove up. They're going to probably put their hair up in a shower cap. And they're going to probably quarantine you, you know, make sure they don't get TB. You know, but honestly, you know, you chose to, you know, be there. And I, you know, all the power to you for exercising your freedom of speech. You know, I just hope you didn't perform any terrorist acts. I hope you didn't, you know, disrupt regular, hard-working Americans trying to get to their job and show their work ethic. And I hope you didn't harass any of our first responders who was trying to do their job and keep the streets safe. But still, go in and get yourself checked. Now, let's say you've washed everything, but there's some things you can't wash. You could actually starve scabies. All right, and I know PETA may come back and, you know, get all mad and angry and get their panties in a bunch. But if you want to get rid of scabies that are on objects that you can't clean, you kind of put them in a sealed plastic bag and you leave it out of the way in an out of the way place. You know, maybe where your mother-in-law sits to eat dinner. That's not nice. Okay, just maybe stick it in the garage or somewhere for 2 weeks, and they'll starve and die. All right, they're still in the animal kingdom, even though they're insects. All right, well, they wouldn't be Hermenopteras. I don't know what the hell they are. But anyway, yeah, so you starve them to death for a couple weeks. Actually, they'll die after a week if they don't eat after a week. Okay, yeah, I know it's cruel, but come on, they're scabies. Okay, now let's talk about lice. A lot of people mix up scabies and lice. Lice is, I think, a little bit more common. We usually see scabies with unclean people that touched unclean surfaces. The problem is, you know, your kid might have done that. Then they come home, here you are pretty clean, and then you get it. Whereas lice is very, very common, whether you are unhygienic or not. And so, you know, why lice was brought up as a big deal with these Occupy movements is because people were probably close together. They were sleeping with each other in the tents. Maybe they were braiding each other's hair. I don't know. But usually scabies and lice go hand in hand because lice is more prominent. You got head lice, you got body lice, and then you got pubic lice. Now, pubic lice is pretty scary. Have any of you guys had pubic lice? All right, these things will bounce around the doctor's office, and they will bounce on you. These pubic lice, they're larger than the head lice, and you can really see them, and they look like crabs. That's why they call pubic lice the crab, another STD. So when somebody says, I have the crabs, it's they're talking about pubic lice. All right, so what are the symptoms of this? Okay, itching, of course, itching on your scalp, itching on your body, itching in the groin. Not only will you see the lice, but you'll see a lot of the eggs. And these little eggs or nits, they stick and they hold. All right, they're supposed to kind of look like pussy willow buds. You know, they kind of have that shape. Or they kind of look like a snail that doesn't have a real cool shell. All right, but they really hold on tight. So you can't use a regular shampoo. You can't pick these things out. What you have to do is you have to use an anti-lice shampoo that kills them. Then you need to take out the little nits. Okay? And again, it's very easy to find the nits on blonde people. On darker haired people, brunettes, it's very, very difficult. So if I ever dyed my blonde hair, my naturally beautiful golden blonde hair brunette, I'd have a much more difficult time finding lice. I know, my hair is kind of, now I'm getting grays, so it's easier to go blonde now that I'm getting gray. All right, body lice, okay, you'll get like little spots, little red spots on the body, because remember, these things bite, they're insects, and they have 6 legs, as opposed to, I think, scabies have 8 legs. And then pubic lice, sometimes you don't realize you have pubic lice, but then you start seeing these blue bites on your lower abdomen, freaks you out. totally freaks you out. And condoms don't protect you from this, because if you're kind of doing some lovey-dovey, I don't know if it's second base or third base. I'm so old now, I don't even know what the bases are. First base is kissing, right? Second base, is second base French kissing, or second base is touching, maybe? Like feelsy something? All right. Third base, I think, is supposed to be oral, and then fourth base is home run. Is that what it is? Okay, so you could be first basing and not free basing. You could be just kissing, doing first base, and you could catch lice. You could be in the middle of Occupy Wall Street screaming, you know, down with the Jews or whatever they're saying, the anti-Semitic flavor of the day, and you could get lice. So, all right, so you could use, I know not all of you doing Occupy Wall Street are screaming anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic rants, but I know you have been, some of you have been, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You are getting no support from me. Here I am day one going, wow, you guys, you know, show your passion, you know, let's see if you can make a change. Really? Really? The Jews, you're blaming the Jews for this? Oh, I got a bone to pick with you. Okay, all right, so here we are. What can you do? Well, you know, you could use the shampoo. There's lice shampoo. Of course, you have to wash everything. We're talking hats and bedding and wash off the walls and vacuum, and you got to cover furniture. If the kids are sleeping over, just don't let them, you know, give a few week delay, because most likely your friend's kid has it. And, you know, keep the kid away from you. Now, in the olden days, we'd shave kids' heads. Parents were like, oh, to heck with this. I'm not going to be picking out nits. So in the olden days, we would just shave kids' heads. You don't really have to do it. The shampoo works. You just have to really work with them. You know, now I have two boys, and as you all know, I'm very, very busy. I got, you know, between running the practice, dealing with them, doing my radio show, my prep, then probably get a good shave. But, you know, me, my hair's kind of long. I wouldn't shave my hair, so I'd probably have somebody deal with the nits. But, again, we're not going to go to any Occupy protests. But, you know, whenever there's a lice scare at school, you know, the teachers should be very proactive. They should be communicating with the parents. And I got to tell you, a lot of parents have told me, I'm just not going to have my kids go to school. Lice isn't going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. Scabies could hurt people that are immunosuppressed, because you itch so badly that you could get a secondary infection. You could get bacteria in there and then start spreading staph. Lice, I suppose, it could itch enough to get a secondary infection. I've never seen it. Clinically, I know it's out there. I've never seen it, but I've seen scabies. People get secondary infections all the time from scabies. In fact, some doctors, they don't even see the burrowing, but they see the line of scratching and the scabs that they're like, oh, to heck with this, and they give you guys the cream. Well, see, I see a lot of people that work in the police department and work in the jails and the prisons, and they're like, Dahlia, I think there's another scabies outbreak, so we give them the shampoo, and they clean up, and, you know, go from there, okay? So, oh, I hope that was a pretty good lecture on scabies and lice, see? Y'all get your biology degrees. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. Please don't go away and switch a station and listen to somebody else, okay? Because this is good stuff. We're going to be talking about airport scanners and what radiation concern there is. Am I really having that much problem with grammar today? Really? Okay. I also want to talk about, there was a pilot who had to go pee. Did you guys hear about this? Pilot had to go pee, locks himself in the bathroom. The only person that could help him had a strong Middle Eastern accent. So the other pilot trying to man the plane is hearing, can I help? I need to come in. I need to come in. I got the password to come in. Yeah, he's like, oh my gosh, you're going to let me in. The pilot's like, I don't let you in. All right, when we come back, more of the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Thanksgiving, I love turkey. Love turkey. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know what I need to find? I'm going to find on break if I still have my YouTube clip of making the turkey. Now, of course, this was on the radio, so you're not going to see me making the turkey, but I made a turkey. I was trying to compete with Rachel Ray because her ratings were better than mine, only temporarily 1 week. So I decided to make a turkey on air. I'll see if that YouTube clip is there, because that's pretty important. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about Thanksgiving, and we're about to go on vacation, some of us. I never travel on Thanksgiving, ever. I can't stand the airports. I can't stand going through the airports. I can't stand the delays. But my husband's grandmother had died, and not everybody could go to the funeral, so we're doing the unveiling of her grave, I think, although I'm a little confused because she's in a mausoleum. Her body is up. Her body's not down. I guess in Florida, they've run out of room to bury. So they have her body on actually in the same cubby as her husband's. But there's an unveiling, probably because you have to unveil not the headstone, but the head plate. Anyway, I have to do that. OK. And then while the family's all together, we figured we'd all, do Thanksgiving. And I'm going to be a good girl. I know the in-law jokes and the mother-in-law jokes just spew out of my mouth like diarrhea, but I promise I will not make any mother-in-law jokes. My husband is holding his breath. I have not done Thanksgiving with my mother-in-law for a very long time. There's probably a reason for it, but no, you know what? They're good folk. My husband has a very good family. They made him. They don't like me too particularly, but no, most of them do. Most of them do, honestly. I think what it is his mother, very, very smart, loving woman, you know, and then here comes me, you know, trying to take her baby away. You know, we knocked heads a little bit, you know, and got our mustaches tangled. Okay, that's not okay. No. My mother-in-law is a good woman. I love her. Love the in-laws. We're going. Okay. Anyway, gotta be careful. Okay. So we're talking about now these airport scanners. Apparently, Europe now has banned the full-body X-ray scanners. They said no. They said they think it's too much radiation. Now, realize they celebrate Thanksgiving in Europe also. They do. I know Thanksgiving is supposed to be an American holiday, right? Turkeys and pilgrims, I think, right? Right? Black and white outfits? No, but you know why they celebrate it? Because Americans go to Europe for Thanksgiving, probably. All right. So the TSA, which started buying the machines in mass after 2009 underwear bomber. Remember underwear bomber Christmas? Right? The panty bomber? So Holland Cook calls them the panty bomber. I love it. They really look like panties. I understand, but, you know. Now, they say there's the millimeter wave machines, which look like cylindrical telephone booths. They said those are safer radio band energy. But the backscatter machines, the big ones you see in LaGuardia and JFK, use X-ray radiation. Now, technically, we've talked about the radiation of these scanners, okay? It is really, really small. The radiation is small. They say it equates to 2 minutes of flying in an airliner, all right, which is maybe 1/2500th the amount of recommended annual limit. So the American College of Radiology has been all over this. Have I ever declined going through these? Absolutely, I did. I when I went to Dallas for that radio conference, I had just had my CAT scan. I had but it was before my period, but after my hemorrhoid flare-up. You guys getting all this? Anyway, I had a CAT scan because we were concerned about something. Everything was fine. Trust me, y'all would have heard about it if it wasn't. I'd be asking everybody to pay their bills at my office. But no, everything was fine. But I just had a CAT scan. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not going to be going through the machine, because when I had gone through one of those machines, I remember it took a very long time. I'm like, look, I don't want any more radiation. So I actually opted for the pat down. Now, I never had a pat down in all these years. I never had the infamous pat down. And I think, you know, a lot of the hype is kind of correct. It was really, shall I say, touchy. I mean, it wasn't. Well, first, they made a big, huge deal that I declined the scanner. They made a big deal. They're like, we have a decline, but we need a woman. We need a woman, because there was all men all around. And honestly, a couple of them were cute. I was like, I don't care. Because, again, I just thought it was being frisked, and we've all been there, right? No, they had to get a woman. I'm like, why do you really need a woman? I don't care. I want to go. But I didn't want to go through the scan. So, I didn't want them seeing my NuvaRing ring. I think whatever my birth control is should be kept private. Nobody needs to know that. So anyway, so she brings me to the side. Of course, I have my boys with me. And so she pats me down, and they actually go in between your breasts. She had her, yeah, she did. I mean, she's kind of pressing in there, and You know, I mean, maybe she was checking my knees and that's why her hands ended up, you know, but imagine if my breasts were above the waist. That would be kind of awkward. But of course we were joking the whole time and, you know, making light of the situation. And, you know, my boys are like, you let that woman touch your boobs. You know, my husband's like, hon, I missed it. And so anyway, we got through it all right. But, am I that concerned about the radiation? No, it's just, I had just had the CAT scan. I'm like, you know what? No, I'll do the pat down. That's fine. And then I could report on it, you know, and it probably should have been a business deduction too. No. All right. So that's what's going on there. Sorry. Dr. Dye goes to the airport. Oh, no. I never fly during Thanksgiving, and we're going to be flying next week. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hopefully nothing falls out. Oh, hopefully nothing falls out. All right. I'll keep that new. I'll staple gun the NuvaRing in there. All right. So we'll see what happens in Europe. Right now they're going to have a committee. They're going to be looking at, they're going to be, you know, what are they doing? Okay, they're doing something. Oh, the European Commission barred its 27 member states from deploying the X-ray machines due to health risks, they say. And then I believe what they're going to do is have their safety commission look into it. Okay, that's good. Is it going to affect America? I don't think so. I think America is still going to keep their scans doing what they're doing. Okay, good. Oh, I report on that pretty well. That was pretty fluid. Okay, now let's talk about this pilot. This is funny. Well, the passengers probably didn't think it was funny. And air traffic control didn't think it was funny, but we all do. Okay, so this was during an 18-passenger Chautauqua Airlines flight. So this is a small plane from Asheville, North Carolina to LaGuardia Airport. The pilot had to step out and take a urine break, okay, before landing. He couldn't hold it. So apparently, with security protocols, you always have to have two people in the cockpits at all time. So there was only one flight attendant on the plane. So he had to get the flight attendant to sit there. So the flight attendant was there with the other pilot. So he goes to the bathroom, and he apparently relieved himself. All was good. Prostate worked fine, right? No dribble, no problem with the spray. Then he tried, hey, this is a medical show. I have to make it medically relevant. All right, so then when he tried to return to the cockpit to land the plane, he couldn't get out of the bathroom. There was a broken door latch. Okay, now remember, the bathroom he probably used was outside the cockpit. So there's passengers there. So the pilot and the lady were up in the cockpit. They couldn't hear. Okay, so he bangs and bangs and bangs until a passenger comes up, and he asks the passenger to tell the pilot. Well, the pilot is not, that's in there flying the plane, isn't opening the door. So from what I understand, the bathroom pilot gives the passenger a password. The problem is the passenger had a very heavy Middle Eastern accent from what we're hearing. So he's trying to go, let me in. I got the password to access to cut, let me in. Okay, so the pilot flying the plane is like, hell to the no. So he radios air traffic control, and air traffic control says, just get on the ground. And, you know, he's saying, you know, I got the pilot stuck in the laboratory. Some of the thick foreign accent is giving me a password to access the carpet or the cockpit. I'm not about to let him in. Okay, so fighter pilots were alerted. Okay, but they never had to go intercept the plane. The stewardess gets out, flight attendant gets out, lets the first pilot out of the potty, right? They open up a window to air it out. Okay. Sorry, I have to embellish the story to make it interesting. I couldn't do the accent too well. He sits back down with the other pilot. The other pilot asks if everything came out okay, and then they land the plane. Then I guess what happened was the FBI and the Port Authority had to speak to the passenger. And the passenger's like, look, I just want to help the guy out. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Radio. My boy, youngest boy Brock, graduated from his braces today, and he got his retainer. Yay! The only problem is if he loses his retainer, it's $200.
he better not lose his retainer. $200 is a lot. You know what? To heck with it. To heck with it. You know what? His teeth could be googly-eyed as well. All right, let's talk about Natalie Wood. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating. Okay, remember Natalie Wood? 30 years ago, she died off of a boat trip of South Catalina Island. For those of you, let me see. Natalie Wood. Okay, she was in a musical. She was in Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. No, not that one. Not that one. We can't stop the beat. No. Go grease that. No, no, not that one. That one. Maria, it's coming to me. West Side Story. Oh, I'm so pretty. Okay, that one. That's Natalie Wood. Okay, we all got it now? That's her. Okay, apparently detectives have decided to reopen the case. We're talking, this is 30 years old. Reopen the investigation to the death of actress Natalie Wood, in part because of statements made by the captain of the boat, all right, that Wood was on at the time of her death. Apparently, they got an anonymous tip from an unidentified third party who said that the captain had, quote-unquote, new recollections about the case. Now, just to kind of refresh everyone's memory, the drowning was ruled as an accident. She was there with Robert Wagner, who they apparently were first married in 57. They divorced 5 years later. Then they married other people, had children, but then they remarried back in 1972. This was before he was on the Austin Powers series. He was also heart-to-heart, right? He was heart-to-heart? Okay. All right. Then on Thanksgiving weekend, 1981, Wagner and Wood had invited actor Christopher Walken to be their guest on their Catalina boat Splendor. And then on the evening of 29th, they had dinner, they had drinks. And then apparently Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner kind of had a tiff. And they were arguing, Wagner said, about how much of one's personal life should be sacrificed in pursuit of one's career. He was upset that Christopher Walken was advocating that Natalie Wood give her all to her art, even at the expense of her husband and children. So, again, I think they really edited this out and cleaned it up a little bit. And then Wood left to go to the master cabin's bathroom. And then Wagner says he and Walken eventually calmed down, you know, did a fist bump. And then when he went to bed, he says Wood wasn't there. And it's believed that the yacht's dinghy had come loose and that Wood came up on deck to tie it up and then possibly went over. They don't know. So now they're reopening the case, which is kind of interesting, kind of creepy, though. So that's always been one of those, I don't, you know, whenever there's a case where it's like, huh, I don't know, something weird, there's usually something weird. I don't even want to guess what it could be. But that's what's going on there. Okay, so I'll have to keep you posted. Okay, now, you know how I keep telling you all to know what the heck your kids are doing? Well, apparently a Texas school counselor, 43-year-old school counselor, is now facing up to 10 years in jail for allegedly sexting a teenage boy. Cynthia Stewart, alleged to, again, check your radios, guys, check your radios, make sure you get a good feed. Allegedly sent the 15-year-old up to 30 photographs posing nude and had numerous sexual phone conversations with him. Stewart is married and has an 8-year-old child, but she was arrested after the boy's parents caught him talking to her in the early hours of the morning. They noticed the mobile phone records. Their son had been speaking with Stewart on a daily basis. The son, of course, he's got a cougar, sending him naked pictures. The teen showed them his cell phone that showed the indecent images. I don't even want to think about it. She had sent him 20 to 30 naked images of herself by text. Aren't people so stupid? I mean, they, obviously that could be seen by other people. What's she doing? The kid's 15. This is gross. This is so gross. All right, so now what are they doing? The maximum sentence would be 10 years. She's being held in jail prior to a bond hearing on Friday after being charged with receipt of child pornography and solicitation of a minor to engage in sexual conduct. Watch. She probably has a bigger bomb than Sandusky did. Parents, honestly, okay, I don't care if your kids think Dr. Dahlia is whack, which is what they'll tell you. I want you to look at their phone every damn day. Dr. Dahlia, they're just going to delete the messages. Well, then fine. Good. Okay. Then they'll know right from wrong. Just, I mean, put them, you know, put them to the test. They shouldn't be receiving those types of images. And tell them some of them could get in trouble for child pornography too. If it's an underage kid sending them naked pictures, depending on the state laws, but scare them a little bit. But you need to know what's going on with that phone. If they don't let you look at the phone, you take it away. That simple. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's cruel and unusual punishment. I can't do that to my teenager. Oh, my gosh. He'd hate me for life and never speak to me again. Please, quit being wussies, parents. You need to know what your kids are doing at all times. I mean, a 43-year-old woman could be sending your 15-year-old boy naked pictures. All right? Will you go? Wait till after my show, of course. Okay, but after my show, please look at what your kids are doing. Check their messages. And it's always innocent ones. Every time I have a parent whose daughter gets pregnant or whose son has an STD or one of them does drugs, they always say, where did this come from? He was such a good boy. You know, I mean, please. Okay, good boys and good girls eventually turn into bad boys and bad girls. You need to show you are a very, very significant presence in their lives, right? And if they don't believe that you're watching, tell them God's watching. That's what my parents did. My parents said, God's watching. He'll strike me with a lightning bolt, and I believe them. I definitely believe them. So just know what your kids are doing. I don't care about privacy anymore. There's pedophiles out there. This is scary stuff. And I'm sorry, 15-year-old boy, that's a little boy. It's just a little 15-year-old boy. That's absolutely ridiculous and disgusting. All right. Now, what some of you probably thought was disgusting was the whole Demi Moore-Ashton Kutcher marriage. You know, I think, she was 41 years old and he was in his 20s. I thought it was a little creepy, but, you know, Demi Moore looks good, and the whole cougar thing has been in, you know, and so, I don't know, it didn't make me vomit as much, but it looks like finally she's divorcing him. Possibly these rumors of him cheating on her might have been true, unless, I don't know, maybe she found somebody younger, I don't know. You know, I've always been a huge fan of Bruce Willis. He's a nice conservative, very handsome, and I thought the moonlighting episode was brilliant. I never liked her because she married him when I was supposed to. And so, you know, I've just, you know, always had my bone to pick with them. But, you know, again, I wish them luck in their divorce. And, you know, hopefully they won't be as mismatched with their next relationship. Speaking of mismatches, we have Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is still in the news. Yeah, why not? He might as well milk it. Justin Bieber is going to take a DNA test despite the dropped lawsuit because he wants to put to rest any issue of his sexual identity. I mean, any issue of the paternity. All right, so Justin, sorry. You know what? Here's the thing. He has some very interesting facial features, very feminine facial features, which is why girls like it. Girls, little girls, love boys that look like this. Like, remember the Backstreet Boys? The Backstreet Boys that the little girls liked were the ones that were clean-shaven, yet the older girls liked the ones with some scruff. It's true. You know, little girls, they just love the whole, like Michael J. Fox. I remember having a crush on Michael J. Fox before the Parkinson's. Yeah, I always thought he was cute. You know, just kind of clean shaven, kind of, you know, he looks a little effeminate. Oh, who's the one from Class? Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe has some very feminine looking features, and young girls always like it. No, it has nothing to do with lesbianism. It's just some girls, it's that Prince Charming look. If you go back to Disney, Prince Charming had that type of chin and that type of jawline and the blonde kind of wavy hair. You know, he didn't have a mohawk. He didn't, you know, and so I think it's the whole Prince Charming thing. Justin Bieber looks like Prince Charming. Okay, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, please tune in. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up next, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message has resonated resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.